Again, we are reading the original preface to For Your Own Good. Continuing. Although the numerous letters I received from readers of Prisoners of Childhood were of the utmost interest to me, I was unable to answer them all personally, hence this book. My inability to reply directly to my readers was partly due to other demands on my time, but I also soon realized that when it comes to presenting my thoughts and experiences of recent years, I must go into a great deal of detail, for there's no body of existing literature I can refer to. From the professional questions of my colleagues and the general human questions of those affected by the problems I described, which are not to be understood as mutually exclusive, two distinct issues emerged. The extent to which my interpretation of the nature of early childhood deviates from the psychoanalytic drive theory, and there's a footnote here, from the translators Hildegard and Hunter Hanum, which says, the author prefers to have Freud's word Trieb translated as drive instead of instinct, which was the choice of Strachey, Freud's official English translator, which Alice Miller considers misleading. Continuing. The extent to which my interpretation of the nature of early childhood deviates from the psychoanalytic drive theory and the need to distinguish more clearly between feelings of guilt and of sorrow. Related to the latter issue is the urgent and frequently asked question raised by concerned parents. Is there still something we can do for our children once we've realized to what degree we are victims of the repetition compulsion? Since I don't believe in the effectiveness of giving prescriptions and advice, at least when unconscious behavior is involved, I don't consider it my task to admonish parents to treat their child in ways that are impossible for them. Instead, I see it as my role to convey relevant information of a vivid and emotional nature to the child in the adult. As long as this child within is not allowed to become aware of what happened to him or her, a part of his or her emotional life will remain frozen, and sensitivity to the humiliations of childhood will therefore be dulled. All appeals to love, solidarity, and compassion will be useless if this crucial prerequisite of sympathy and understanding is missing. This fact has special implications for trained psychologists, because without empathy, they cannot apply their professional knowledge in a beneficial way, regardless of how much time they devote to their patients. The same is true for parents. Even if they are highly educated and have sufficient time at their disposal, they are helpless when it comes to understanding their child, so long as they must keep the sufferings of their own childhood at an emotional distance. On the other hand, it's possible for a working mother, for example, to grasp her child's situation immediately, provided she has the necessary inner openness and freedom.